Our pets have gotten used to us being at home a lot. They probably enjoy it a lot that we spend so much time with them. And at some point, we will go back to our normal routine, and our pets might be on the short end of the stick here because they are going to have to stay at home alone again. And a lot of animals might suffer from that. They might have depression and separation anxiety. But there are some good steps and tips how you can prevent having these reactions for the animals. Well, the first tip is basically going back to puppyhood. So when you have a puppy and you train it to stay at home alone, that's basically the same thing that you can do with an adult dog. Do this step by step and leave the dog at home for first starting out with 15 minutes, then you go out for half an hour. And then you extend the time slowly so that the dog always has the confirmation that the owner comes back home. And that confirmation that the owner does come back home, they notice that and they realize that it's nothing bad to stay at home. So that is the first tip. Well, the second tip is basically keeping your pet a little bit more occupied once you leave the home. That would be preparing some toys for them, especially things with food in them is usually a good go-to. There are these things called Kongs. They're like hard rubber balls. You can stuff them with treats and peanut butter and all fun stuff. And the pets can spend quite some time trying to figure out how to get the cookies out of them. In hot summer times, you can also have frozen treats for them. That takes a while till the ice melts away so that they get to the cookie. But of course, also normal chewing toys, like longer chew things, they can spend quite some time with and get a little bit distracted that they're suddenly all alone.
I see that you say here that we should ignore our pets sometimes. How does that work?
Well, we do give our pets a whole lot of attention because we also might be a little bit bored, and it's for us also a strange situation. And the pets are quite an emotional support for us. But if we constantly give our animals love and love and love, they get used to that quite a lot. They need to have a break every now and then. They need to be aware that also we humans don't. Yeah, we're not. We don't have time for them always. Sometimes you do have to work from home, and we cannot cuddle at that time. But also on the other hand, it's very important that the animals themselves get some resting time. For example, cats sleep at about 16 hours a day, and if they are constantly woken up by people, they just they're tired. So they need some rest, and when they go to their quiet space, we should just leave them be and give them their rest.
So you're actually saying we need the training and not so much the cats.
Definitely. I think it's always both ways. Humans need as much training as the pets do.
So, as the humans in the household, we are also experiencing anxiety because we love having our pets. That's the reason we have them. And this increased time with them at home has been very special. Now we need to look at their anxiety. How do we make sure that they don't feel overly anxious in this time?
Well, it's these small steps. It's small training steps. It's trying to keep the routine up I have been doing before. It's these small things like training back again that you have to leave the house. Also especially for children. Children should be aware that the animals also need some time for themselves and some quiet time. And that prevents definitely also the separation anxiety for the pets, so that you don't have a howling, barking dog at home, and your neighbors complain afterwards. That would just be too bad. I think that our animals are great support for us in this time, and we should really appreciate them. I think that's the message to take away here.